Hare Krishna. Exposition enters easiest through the envelope of emotion. Exposition refers to explanation, philosophy, especially explanation about deep intellectual, philosophical, theological, devotional concepts. So when an explanation is given, you know, it has to enter into people's head and heart. And usually people think of philosophy as very abstract, very abstruse, very difficult to understand. And that's why they are not so eager. And it just seems stuff which stays in the head. But an exposition enters easiest when it comes in the envelope of emotion. That means when people don't care how much you know, people know how much you care. When they see that we care for them, we value them, then if you're speaking some message, they take it seriously. Otherwise, no matter how intellectually right the message will be, their emotional defensiveness, their emotional aloofness, will prevent them from appreciating the cogentness of the message. So Krishna, he gives elaborate philosophical exposition in the Bhagavad Gita, where he talks about multiple levels of yoga, and he talks about how the various levels of yoga culminate in Bhakti Yoga. At the same time, Krishna doesn't just end on simply an abstract philosophical note. He takes that exposition and he puts it in an envelope of emotion. That means we consider, especially the concluding part of the Gita, it is filled with so much intense concern that Krishna has for Arjuna. So Krishna tells Arjuna, you deliberate deeply and decide what you want to do. That is 18.63. Vimrishyaitada sheshina yathechchati tatha kuru. But then after that, Krishna says that, oh Arjuna, think. He says that, actually, you don't have to bother so much. I will give you the most confidential knowledge. Sarva guhyata mambhuya shrunu me paramam vachaha ishtosi me drudhamiti tato vakshamite hitam. Ishtosi me drudhamiti. You are very dearly loved by me. And therefore, I will give you this knowledge. To vakshami tehitam, for your benefit. And then he speaks the two verses, which are like the culminating jewels of the Bhagavad Gita. That is, always think about me. Sar manmana bhav mad bhakto. But here also Krishna says, priyosi satyam tamte pratijane priyosi. This is the truth because I am speaking it because you are very dear to me. And then further Krishna assures in 18.66, aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchaha. Do not fear. So Krishna is repeatedly offering emotional assurance. Krishna is baring his heart so that Arjuna sees that this is not just an abstract philosophical message, and especially not just Arjuna, but we see that Krishna cares, and it is out of his care for us that he is speaking this. And then Krishna after that also offers various levels at which you can practice. Krishna says, you know, it's best if you can share this message with others. If you can't do that, no problem. Just hear the message. Just study the message. If you can't study the message, then at least hear the message. So in this way, Krishna offers multiple levels at which we can connect with him. And at the end of 18.72, he says, have you understood clearly? That means Krishna is conveying, if you're not understood, Arjuna, I am ready to repeat any part. I am ready to repeat the full message. So it is this emotional envelope which completely conquers Krishna's heart, Arjuna's heart, as well as his head. But similarly, when we are sharing Krishna's message with others, we shouldn't just be sitting on a high pedestal, giving an exposition, just telling people this is right, this is wrong. No, we have to be channels not just of Krishna's wisdom, but also of Krishna's love. So people need to see that we care for them. So when we sensitively, respectfully, affectionately share Krishna's message, we present the exposition in the envelope of emotion, then it enters easiest and deepest into their heart. And thus, it transforms their heart and their life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.